Hello?
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes, I'm doing well. I was just reaching out because I see we have the authorization in for Joyous Cornature, which means that you can start working. The authorization.
Excuse me, yes. Hold on 1 second. Excuse me, Sam. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The authorization is effective for March 1st, which is this Sunday.
That's Sunday, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's for 48 hours a week. Okay.
So how does that work out for a day?
So you can choose the schedule, but generally 48 hours is 6 days a week, 8 hours a day.
6 days? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what time are you able to clock in each day?
And what time? I can choose the time, or she chooses the time. How does it work?
So whatever works for the both of you. We need to put a time in the calendar. Obviously, it can change if you guys want to switch a day, want to change a day, but we need a set schedule in place.
You need it right now, at this moment?
You could speak with the patient first. That's fine.
Yeah, I want to speak to her. I want to talk to her and see what works best for her and me.
Yeah, that's all right. And you can also switch around the days if you want to do 10 hours and work less days. That's okay, as long as you get the 48 hours in from Monday through Sunday. That's the week period. Okay?
Okay. So how do we do – is there – have to clock in? How does this work?
So I sent you an email with some of our company information. It includes the employee handbook, the week period, and the timesheet link. So to clock in and out, you'll be discussing that with your coordinator, Valeria. I'm an intake coordinator. Valeria will be taking over from this point on as the payroll coordinator, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be giving you a call once I finalize the schedule with you. Or you can reach out to her. Her contact information is included in the email, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know, to clock in and out, it's an app on your phone.
Oh, I think I spoke to somebody earlier talking about an app. Okay. So, you said once I give you the 8 hours per day, I can say 6 in the morning or whatever. That's going to be set in stone until I decide to change it. Will you decide to change it?
That's going to be the schedule that's going to appear on your calendar, and when you clock in, you'll see that time. But you can always change it permanently. You could change it for depending on the day. If you have a different schedule, you'll just need to call or text your payroll coordinator to notify her.
Okay, let me speak with Joyce, and I'll get back with you now.
Okay, and one more thing. I did want to let you know the rate, okay? So for 48 hours, the rate is $14 per hour is the starting rate, and then 8 of the hours is overtime, which is $21 per hour.
So it's 40 at 14 and then 8 at 21.
Yeah. Overtime is always pay time and a half.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So long as, I'll speak with her and then I'll get back with you as soon as possible.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.